proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. I want to thank you for joining me today. Are the events that are mentioned in the Bible really true? Do the characters of the scriptures really exist? Many people have questioned the authenticity of the Bible. And one reason I believe that some struggle with connecting with the Bible is that they have a distant understanding of the scriptures. They read names they cannot pronounce, places they don't know where they are, and customs they are not familiar with. However, there is a great tool available to students of the scriptures, that being archaeology. Bible archaeology frequently confirms the truth of scripture. Today I would like to share with you such a story. Recently, Israeli archaeologists announced that they believe they have found evidence of an ancient road that is mentioned in the Bible. Do you remember the poem by Robert Frost, "Two Roads Diverged in a Yellow Wood"? I would like to put a spin on that. Two roads diverged in the Judean wilderness. Now this saying will help us as we head south of Jerusalem to the Judean desert. Here, Israeli archaeologist Dr. Eli Cohen-Sasson from Ben-Gurion Institute of the Negev has been studying the ancient roads of Judah. He has written a report regarding his findings published in the academic journal Palestine Exploration Quarterly. He had been studying ancient desert roads that linked Israel and Edom by focusing mainly on the time of the early Bronze Age. Now, most of this period predates the biblical setting for the children of Israel in the land. However, Dr. Cohen-Sasson began focusing on a site that has been identified before, but not thoroughly studied. This site is known as Nahal Gorer, located near Arad. Here, various pottery artifacts were uncovered that date to the Iron Age II period. This is the time of the divided kingdom of Israel and Judah. And this find led to further study of the site regarding the road system in the area. It is believed that there were several roads that connected Israel, Edom, and Moab. Moab was located in modern-day Jordan, while Edom was located in modern-day Jordan as well as part of southern Israel. 2 Kings chapter 3 mentions such a road. Here, Jehoram, king of Israel, and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, joined forces to fight against Mesha, king of Moab. As they prepared for battle, Jehoshaphat said, "Which way shall we go up?" And he answered, "The way through the wilderness of Edom." Although other archaeologists have reported that other ancient roads could have been used to travel to Edom, Dr. Cohen-Sasson believes that the road passing through Nahal Gorer could very well be the road that the combined armies traveled on. This road would have taken them from Jerusalem through the Judean desert towards Arad and Dimona, which is west of the Red Sea. Further evidence of Jehoshaphat taking this route is that they were joined by the Edomites. Along the way, several outposts would have been there for use for protection and maintenance of the roads. The outpost of Nahal Gorer was found to include a watchtower about 20 feet in diameter. This would have helped provide a vantage point for security and administration. Nahal Gorer is believed to have been an important site, being it was located at a strategic crossroads that helped monitor the surrounding area. Noting this, Dr. Cohen-Sasson said, "This shows us that ancient Judeans had a very good understanding of the topography of their territory." Dr. Cohen-Sasson and his team admitted that this may or may not be the actual route that the joint armies took, as other options were also available. Even so, it is evident from both the biblical text as well as archaeology that the road systems of the day connecting Israel, Judah, and Edom were structured and well established. By studying these sites in Israel, we can take a glimpse into life, times, and society of the land and the people of the Bible. Archaeological finds, such as the road from Judah to Edom, should excite us as students of the Word of God. Again, Bible archaeology serves as a regular confirmation of the truth of the biblical account. The Bible is authentic, reliable, and historical. May we appreciate what we read, and may we study the scriptures with fervor. Who knows what will be uncovered next in Israel? Until then, let's keep on reading, trusting and obeying God's word. His word never fails, and we can depend on that. I want to thank you for tuning in today. If you'd like to hear this program again or any of our other archive programs regarding Israel and the Jewish people, simply go to ibjm.org. And now as we close this program, let us remember the words of Psalm 122:6, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.